American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Los Angeles police have begun making arrests after clearing out a pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist encampment on the campus of UCLA this morning. William Lajeunesse has the latest from the UCLA campus.
The situation is definitely under control, but it's not over. The protesters in the encampment here, they were given the option to leave. They wouldn't be arrested. They could go right down that corridor. Obviously, they had hours to vacate this location. They were told 12 hours ago when CHP, LAPD, and the sheriff's office arrived here and said, listen, this is an unlawful assembly. It is time to disperse. And these people chose not to. The university, while they called this unlawful 2 days ago, they continued to allow them to resupply and set down routes, and that's why they had such a difficult time, the police that is, getting through. So what police were able to do is they took away the fences, they knocked down the plywood, threw away the tents and the push-ups, if you will, and then they just literally moved methodically forward.
Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump explains why she thinks so many are willing to be arrested for supporting terrorists.
They know that the consequences are so few and far between. There is no fear for them to commit crimes, to do things that step over a line of our societal norms. Whenever you're preventing people from attending class, when you're threatening students, when you're threatening Americans, when there's anti-Semitism spewing out of our colleges and universities, you need leadership.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says this nonsense has no place in America.
And it's the fault of liberal college administrators and liberal politicians that it was tolerated for this long in the first place. Well, it's a revolting display of anti-Americanism, and we know what kind of message it sends because Hamas and the Ayatollahs in Iran have been celebrating these fanatics that have built little Gazas all around America's campuses, while Joe Biden remains silent, while he doesn't take action. Not only has he refused to speak out in an unequivocal way, where's the Department of State revoking visas for foreigners who are in Little Gazas? Or the Department of Homeland Security deporting them? Department of Justice and the Department of Education investigating why Jewish civil rights are being violated? These are all questions that Joe Biden could have been tackling over the last several weeks, but he's been totally silent and paralyzed by indecision because he's afraid of the anti-Semitic wing of his own party.
A Messianic Jewish leader is shocked that so many naive and ignorant college students across the country are supporting the cause of barbarians. Chad Groening has more.
The anti-Israel pro-Hamas terrorist riots are continuing across the country. In New York City, police arrested 300 people at Columbia University after agitators commandeered an academic building on campus and discarded the U.S. flag there and raised the Palestinian flag in its place. They also detained several janitors against their will. And on the other side of the country, riot police in Los Angeles were called to UCLA's campus after clashes between protesters and counter-demonstrators escalated. Jan Markell is founder and director of Olive Tree Ministries and host of Understanding the Times on American Family Radio.
This is Israel derangement syndrome, and some of these people are hired. This isn't necessarily springing up from within the college, though certainly some are. So I think it's going nowhere good. I think it's going to continue to spread. This is going to be an open invitation for all of these crazies to accelerate and spread to every known campus that they possibly can.
And Markell says the agitators are cheering for barbarians.
That's what's so shocking, is they're cheering for barbarian Hamas, who burn people alive and put babies in ovens. That is who these college-age kids are cheering for, and that is a very sick society when you've got people cheering for this kind of barbarian mentality that has no pity or mercy on anybody. They just want to bury Israel. And I think some of this is even judgment on America.
Talk show host Mark Levin says this is fueled by people who hate America.
Here's the deal. This is a fusion of the Marxists and the Islamists. They both hate America. They want to overturn America.
More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.